BBC News.
In an hour's time, Open Book concentrates on the author Zadie Smith, who shot to stardom in 1997 while still at Cambridge as publishers had a bidding war over her unfinished manuscript. Her latest novel, NW, focuses on the postcode of Northwest London, where Smith was born and brought up. Then at 4:30, we have readings by Welsh poets recorded in Cardiff for Poetry Please. Now on Radio 4, the classic serial, and we continue John Steinbeck's seminal novel The Grapes of Wrath, dramatised by Donna Frances Child. The Joad family have left their home in Oklahoma and travelled to California in a bid to escape poverty. But California has so far failed to live up to their dream of a promised land, and following a violent altercation at a squatter's camp, they've been forced back on the road in search of a government camp, which they believe could be the answer to their problems. Like the book, this dramatisation portrays the hard lives and rough language of a poor and struggling people. John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath.
Already in California.
I told you, we're going to a different part of California. Now go to sleep.
Are we nearly there?
That's about the 100th time you asked that.
Well, you don't have to ask no other 100, because that sign says this is Weed Patch. I sure don't see no camp.
It must be around here somewhere. Ain't much of a town.
There's a light in that window over there.
Well, let's try her.
Oh, God damn!
What was that?
You hit her too fast.
Next time you'll take it easy.
What the hell was it?
A lot of kids playing here. You tell folks to go slow, they're liable to forget. But let them hit that hump once, they don't forget.
Know where the big camp's at, mister?
You just hit it.
You got any room here for us?
Yeah, guess I can fix you. Some folks just moved out tonight. You got any camping stuff?
Yeah, I got a big tarp and beds.
Drive down the end and turn right. One of you can come with me and I'll sign you up. The rest of you can go and unload.
I'll go.
And be kind of quiet, hmm? There's a lot of folks sleeping. You just fill out this here, name, where from, how long you been in the state, work done. It's not we're nosy, we just gotta have this stuff. Now, got any money?
Little bit. Why?
Well, camp costs $1 a week, but you can work it out, carrying garbage, keeping the camp clean, stuff like that.
Guess we'll be working it out.
Oh, you need to go see the head of the committee tomorrow. He'll explain all the rules and stuff. Nice guy. Name's Timothy.
What's the committee?
We elect a central committee, and they make the laws.
What about the cops?
Well, this here's a government camp, so it ain't California. It's the United States. Cops need a warrant to come in.
Well, the deputies burned us out of a camp north of here tonight.
Well, they don't get in here. Some nights the boys patrol the fences, especially dance nights.
Dance nights?
Yeah, we got the best dances in the county every Saturday night. Oh, you'll get a visit from the welcome committee tomorrow, and they'll explain everything.
You sure got a lot of committees.
Now, you should get some sleep. This camp wakes early.
Yep.
You Timothy?
That's me.
Name's Tom Joad. Ella told me last night I had to come see you. Said you were going to explain the rules of the camp.
That boils down to do unto others what you'd like done unto you. I'll give you the details later. I'm just about to have breakfast. You eat?
Yeah. No, I ain't. My folks is over there. They ain't up yet. Need to sleep.
Well, sit down then. We got plenty, thank God. You kids ain't up yet? I got breakfast to cookin'.
I sure thank you. Can't remember when I last saw bacon on a plate in front of me.
So, you working around here?
Aim to. Ain't had no chance to look around yet.
Well, we had 12 days work. Never missed a meal in 12 days, none of us. Kids even got new clothes.
God almighty. This is good.
Look, Em, we've been laying some pipe. 30 cents an hour? Ever worked with a pick?
I sure have, mister. 4 years.
Don't know how many more days of work there is, but I'll try to get you working if you want.
You damn right I won't.
We'll walk right over there after we eat.
Rosa Sean, you up yet?
I'm just getting up now.
Ma! Ma! It was my fault. I didn't do nothing. It just happened.
What just happened?
They got toilets over there. White ones.
You been in there?
Yeah. I paid. But, Ma, I bust the toilet.
What?
It wasn't my fault.
Now, you show me. Now, you show me what you did. Now, what did you do?
It was a hissing and a swishing. Stop now.
Show me what you done.
I didn't push it hard. I just had a hold of this here and it... Oh, we've done it again.
Oh, Ruthie. That's just the way she works. I seen them before. When you finish, you push them.
You mean I didn't break it?
You didn't break it. Oh, my goodness. Look at this place.
There's hot water here, Ma. It comes out of the faucet.
And showers. They got showers. And wash tubs.
How you come in here?
Well, I didn't know. I thought this here's for folks to use.
For men folks?
Well, ain't there a place where I can go?
You just come in last night, right? The Joes.
That's right.
You ain't talked to the welcome committee yet?
No, I ain't.
They'll be calling on you to fix you up.
A committee? Coming to my tent?
Should be around this morning.
This morning? Ruthie, we got to go.
Well, next time, just go to the other side of the building. That side's yourn.
Pa, Al, get up now and get washed. Uh-huh. There's a welcome committee are coming. Now, where's Tom?
He came and said he got work.
Praise God. And while he was out getting work, you was sleeping in a snore. Now, get up. Get over to that building over there and get cleaned up.
They got hot water and toilets and everything.
Now, get. Rosa Sean, didn't you hear me? Get the seeds out of your eyes and get me some water so I can make some coffee.
I don't feel good.
There's times when how you feel ought to be kept to yourself.
You think Connie'll be back today? You sure he knows where at to come?
Sure.
You don't think they could have killed him when they burned?
Oh, not him. He can travel when he wants. Jack Rabbit quick and Fox sneaky. Now, get me that water.
So you ain't got no car?
Place is only a mile up the road. We sold our car when we was in Bakersfield. Had to. Run out of food. Run out of everything. Couldn't get no job. Fellas come around every week buying cars. And if you're hungry enough, they don't have to pay nothing for it. Got $10 for her. Next week, I seen her sitting in a used car lot. And $75 was a sign on her. Morning, Mr. Thomas.
Morning.
This here's Tom Joel. Uh-huh. Wondered if you could see your way to put him on. Knows his way around a pig.
I'll put him on, sure, but I got some things to tell you first, and you ain't gonna like it.
What? Thanks.
I've been paying you 30 cents an hour, right?
That's right.
And I've been getting 30 cents worth of work. Well, damn it, this morning you're getting 25 cents an hour.
But we've give you good work. You said so yourself.
Yeah, I know it, but... Well, it seems I ain't hiring my own men anymore. You can take it or leave it.
What you mean you ain't hiring your own men?
You want to know? Then you ask the Farmers Association.
I don't think I understand, Mr. Thomas.
Do you know who runs the Farmers Association? The Bank of the West. Well, that bank owns most of this valley, and they got paper on everything it don't own, including this place. So, last night, a member from the bank told me, you're paying 30 cents an hour. The wage is 25 now. You pay 30, it'll only cause unrest. And by the way, he says, you're gonna need the usual amount for a crop loan next year? You understand now?
They're setting the wages?
Well, if you can figure some way out, by God, I'll take it, but they got me. Oh. You see the paper this morning? Says last night a band of citizens got so mad about all the agitation going on in a squatter's camp up north, they burned all their tents and said the red agitators better get out of the county. Well, those men were sent by the Farmers Association.
There wasn't no agitators.
They's always red agitators just before a pay cut. I don't know how long it can go on. I don't know how you men can feed a family and what you get now.
We can while we work. It's when we don't get work.
You fellas, you live in the government camp, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And you have dances every Saturday night.
We sure do.
The association don't like those camps. Can't get a deputy in there. Can't arrest a man without a warrant.
That's right.
But if there was a big fight, maybe a shooting, maybe at the dance next Saturday, a bunch of deputies could go in and clean out the camp. You understand what I'm saying?
We understand, all right.
If they ever find out I told you, I won't have a farm next year.
Nobody won't know who told. We thank you.
Now, what are we gonna do, huh? Are you working?
I'll work.
Sure, I'll work.
Well then, let's get out and dig some ditches.
It's a mighty big bucket you got there, young lady.
What?
Girl, in your condition, shouldn't be carrying a heavy thing like that.
Ma says hard work never harmed no baby.
So? Boy or girl? Which would you rather?
I don't know. Boy, I guess.
You be a good girl. If you got sin on you, you better watch out for that there, baby.
What you mean?
Nice scandalous things goes on in this here camp. Every Saturday night, they's dancing. And not square dancing, neither. They's clutch and hug dancing. And don't you think them sinners is putting nothing over on God, neither. He's a-chalking them up sin by sin. He's already smoked two of them out.
Has?
Oh, I seen it. Girl carrying a little one just like you. And she hugged danced. Then she skinnied out and she dropped that baby dead.
Oh, my.
Of course, she had to go away. Can't touch sin without catching it. The devil is rampaging in this here camp. You take heed. You take heed of that poor child in your belly and keep out of sin.
Ruthie, how many times I got to ask you, put your clean dress on.
Panel didn't have to put no clean clothes on.
That's because they went out looking for work. Now put that dress on.
Morning, Miss Jode. We're from the Welcome Committee.
Oh, well, we ain't in very good shape yet.
Don't you worry about that. This here's Jeff. He's the chair, and I'm Willie.
I'm proud to meet you. My daughter's just going out to get some water. I'll just make us up some coffee.
We just come to call and see how you was.
Willie, I think you'll remember I'm chair.
Next week, I...
Well, you wait till next week, then.
We change every week.
We'll tell you about the sanitary unit first.
Oh, I've been there already. I'm going to have a bath later.
Well, we have to show you.
We got rules about it. We made ourselves.
Next week, when you're chair, you can do it all. I'll thank you to keep out this week. Now, a lady come in last week and got in there before the committee got to her. And she had her old man's pants in the toilet, and she says it's too low when it ain't big enough.
We got our troubles with toilet paper, too. Last week, there was three girls cutting paper dolls out of it.
Willie.
So when poor Mrs. Joyce's little ones had the skitters, there was none left.
Willie. They'd just been eating green grapes because they didn't have nothing else. But we got a rule. See? You ain't got the right to let your kids get hungry in this camp. Had to give her some money. I said, get you some cheese for them kids.
Ma! Oh, this is my daughter, Rosa Sean. This here is the welcome committee.
Proud to meet you.
You all right?
You look kind of pale.
Ma, do you think dancing is a sin and I'll drop my baby?
What are you talking about?
Lester Sandry.
He's done it again, hasn't he?
But I done it. I hug danced in Salisaw. Me and Connie.
Lester always comes in and works over the newcomers.
He ain't a bad fella, but he ain't right.
Nope.
He said he know two girls lost their baby right in this here camp because they'd been hug dancing.
Now listen to me. I know them two. They was too hungry and too tired. They worked too hard. They was sick. It wasn't their fault.
But he said.
Don't you worry. Lester don't know nothing. He brings more trouble in the camp than all the rest put together.
Sure know how to use a pick, Tom. And ain't gonna ask how you learn to swing it like that, neither.
Yeah. She felt good, too.
I reckon there's about four more days of work here. Even at 2 bits an hour, means we can eat anyway.
So, what are you gonna do about Saturday?
I don't know. Have to get the committee together and see.
I'd still like to squash the hell out of them, I really would.
But that's what they want us to do. So they can run in the cops and say we ain't orderly.
Jeff, we decided, and that's that.
Now, the ordinary entertainment committee is 5. I got 20 more of you fellas for tonight. You're gonna be a-dancing and keeping your eyes open. Willie's gonna be calling the dance, and Tom here's gonna be by the door.
First sign any argument, you close in tight.
5 of you gonna be at the gate, looking over the folks that come in. Jeff's gonna take you out the back way, into the field now.
And remember, we don't want none of them fellas hurt.
All right. All right, this way.
Don't you let nothing happen, Jeff. If you gotta sock 'em where they won't bleed. You sure of the fellas you picked?
Yes, sir.
All right. If she gets out of hand, Tom and me is by the door.
She won't get out of hand.
I sure wish I trusted that fella.
Why do they want to hurt the camp, for God's sake? We ain't bothering nobody.
Folks here is getting used to being treated like humans. When they go back to the squatters' camps, they'll be hard to handle. Come on. Let's get in there.
You know, I lived out at Sunland Land and Cattle Company's place for a while. Honest to God, they got a cop for every 10 people. Got one water tap for about 200 people. And 10 crappers for the whole shebang. There was this little guy, and the deputy says to him, "You goddamn Okies just don't want to work. Always figuring how to get on relief." And this little guy says, "What do you mean? Farmers get 4 cents a cotton pound from the government. Ain't that relief? Railroads and shipping companies get subsidies. Ain't that relief?" "Well, they're doing stuff got to be done," says deputy. And the little guy says, "How'd your crops get picked if it wasn't for us?"
What's the deputy say?
Doesn't say nothing. Takes them in and they give them 60 days for vagrancy.
Son of a bitch.
You all right, Tom?
Yeah.
Ain't no deputies coming in here tonight.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go in.
You get any work?
No. Every gate's got the same sign. No help wanted. No trespassing. Huh. Funny place. They tell you there ain't no work before you ask them.
Nice to be going to a dance tonight. Ain't done that for a long time. Where's Al?
Where'd you think he is? Over in the sanitary unit getting ready to go out tomcat.
This here's a nice place. We could be happy here a while.
If we could get work.
Yeah.
I seen the ducks today. Wedging south. High up.
Remember what we'd always say at home? Winters are coming early, we said, when the ducks flew. I wonder what we meant. Now, you go and get cleaned up and put a clean shirt on you. I've been down at that wash tub all day and I ain't having you shame me. Rosa Sean, you go get cleaned up too.
I ain't a-going, Ma.
What's the matter? Of course you're going.
I wish Connie was here. I can hardly stand it. I ain't going to the dance. I couldn't. I hate to have folks look at me.
Ain't no way to help that. Folks are gonna look.
I got a baby in me and no husband.
It makes folks happy to see a girl in a family way. Now, look here at me. I'm gonna tell you. In a little while, it ain't gonna be so bad. And that's true.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, Ma.
Oh, Rosa Sean. You're a good girl. You always was a good girl. I'll take care of you. Don't you fret. Now, you know what you and me's are gonna do? We're going to that dance, and we're gonna sit there and watch. And if anybody says, come dance, well, I'll say you ain't strong enough. And you can hear the music and all like that.
You won't let me dance?
No, I won't.
And don't let nobody touch me?
No, I won't. Now, come on. Let's go get washed up.
Damn! I don't think I've seen so many pretty girls since we left Oklahoma.
You take it easy, Al. If you find another one whose pa's got a shotgun, I ain't gonna help you.
I think that one there's giving me the eye.
Hey, Pa.
Well, you looky, Al. All dressed up in his wool suit and his striped shirt. Well, you ain't never left Salisaw.
Tomcatting like he ain't never left Salisaw, too.
Gonna dance tonight? I said you gonna dance? What? Can't a fella pass a word with you?
This here girl spoke for, and her fellas are coming for her.
All right. She don't know what she's missing.
Ah, man, Rosa Sharna here.
Ah, she's a-getting bigger.
She sure is.
And she's getting prettier.
Oh, you stop it.
Of course she is. Go with a baby always gets prettier.
Come on, we'll find you someplace to sit.
Tom?
Yeah.
You see that fella talking to your brother there?
Yeah.
Come in here with two other guys. Said a fella named Jackson, Unit 4, has some. Only we talked to Jackson, and he ain't seen those fellas since he worked at Gregorio's with him.
Explains how they know his name to get in.
Jeff said there's a car with six men parked down by a eucalyptus tree. And there's one with four men up that north side road. He went up and asked them for a match. They got guns. He seen them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, choose your squares.
Everything's ready. There ain't gonna be no trouble. Hmm?
All ready? And let her go.
Hey! I see your brother finally got a girl to dance with him.
Maybe you wouldn't think it, Rosa Sharn, but your pa was as nice a dancer as I ever seen when he was young.
And chicken, bread pan, picking out dough, promenading, around you go.
You know what they done sometimes? Put pepper on the floor. It gets up the ladies' skirts and makes them lively as a filly in season.
Your hands, circle to the right. Oh, on her, circle to the right.
What you doing? Way. I'm supposed to be dancing with this here girl.
Well, looks like you ain't.
That's him. That's him.
Listen, you son of a bitch.
Hey, you just need to kiss yourself, you understand?
Keep playing, damn it. Keep dancing.
Saturday, left and promenade.
Get the other two.
Hold on, stand up.
What are you doing against the door? It's right by, wrong to go. And can't go to him while carry on. So he's home now, girl, and don't say no.
Up there! Up there!
You son of a bitch, let me go. Let me go.
Quiet! Who are you? Deputy Sheriff. Got a warrant? I don't need a warrant because there's a riot. Well, we got no riots here. Listen to that music. Ain't nothing going on here except dancing.
Step to the center with a right hand song.
Hey, what they doing?
They're going home.
All the way back on the inside.
They're going home is what they're doing.
That was sure did nice.
Come here. What you doing?
Off of me.
What you want to do it for? Who the hell told you? Yeah,
we didn't do nothing. We was just gonna dance.
No, you wasn't. You was gonna sock my brother.
You're our own folks. You belong with us.
Fella got to eat.
How much they pay you?
We ain't being paid.
And you ain't gonna be. No fight, no pay. Ain't that right?
Do what you want. We ain't gonna tell nothing.
Okay, don't tell. But looky here. Don't knife your own folks. You're just harming yourself. All right, boys. Put them over the back of the fence.
Right. Hey, Jordan! Move it.
Supper's nearly ready. You washed your hands, Ruthie?
Yes, Ma.
Then set the table. Man folk will be back soon. Rosa Sean!
Sorry, Ma. I'm sleeping.
You feeling good? Your cheeks is kind of saggy.
I'm just tired. Fried dough again.
Yeah, afraid that's all we got left.
I ain't had milk like they said I ought.
I know. We just didn't have no milk.
If Connie hadn't went away, we'd had a little house by now. With him studying and all. I would have got milk like I need. Would have had a nice baby. This here baby ain't gonna be no good. Got no husband. Got no milk.
Don't you go feeling sorry for yourself. If you was a whale girl, I'd take a wang at you. Oh, you don't have to tell me. I can see it in your faces.
Well, a few places just south of here. Gonna try tomorrow.
Oh, no. We got to do something. 1 month we've been here. Tom's had 5 days work, and the rest of you are scrambling out every day and no work. And the money gone. You're scared to talk about it, but we got to talk about it. Ruthie's a jerking and a twisting in her sleep. Ain't good for a child to eat fried dough every day. Rosa Sean ain't far from due, and look at her collar. Now don't none of you get up from this table till we figure something out.
We've been a-looking, Ma. Been walking out since we can't use the gas no more. Been going in every gate, walking up to every house, even when we know there wasn't gonna be nothing. Puts a weight on you. Going out, looking for something you know you ain't gonna find.
You ain't got the right to get discouraged. This here family's going under, and I ain't watching this here family starve. 1 day more grease, 2 days flour, and 10 potatoes. That's what we got.
come time for Rosh Hashanah to lay in, she gotta be fed up. Now, if we got to move on, we got to move on.
We go away from here, we ain't likely to get back. This here got hot water and toilets.
We can't eat no toilets.
There was a fella come by today looking for men to go to Marysville, picking fruit.
Well, why don't we go to Marysville?
I don't know. Didn't seem right somehow. He was so anxious. Wouldn't say how much the pay was. Said he didn't know exactly.
We're going to Marysville now. I don't care what the pay is.
We still got that tank full of gas in the truck we've been saving. It's almost full. About 2 inches down.
Should get us there.
Well?
Now, Ma, I don't think I don't want to go, but...
We'll go in the morning.
Seems like times has changed. Time was a man said what we'd do. Seems like it's pretty near time to get out of stick.
You ain't a-doing your job. Either a-thinking or a-working. So you just get you a stick now, because I got a stick all laid out, too.
Now, it ain't good to have Ruthie hear you talking like that.
You get some bacon inside that girl before you come telling me what else is good for her. We got to go in the morning. Now, I told you what's left.
Well, no needs waiting. Might as well go in the morning.
Now, let's eat before this gets cold.
Truck's ready to go?
Nearly.
It's a heap of junk, but it'll be ready.
What's eating you?
Ain't nobody asked me if I want to go up north. Now I got to go tell Sally I'm going.
Who the hell's Sally?
Girl I met at the dance. I told her we were going to get married.
You're getting married?
No, I said I told her we was getting married. I'm going out on my own pretty soon. Fella can make his way a lot easier if he ain't got family.
You'd have yourself a family in 9 months the way you've been playing around.
You're crazy. I'd get myself a job in a garage, and I'd eat in restaurants.
And you'd have a wife and kid in 9 months.
I tell you, I wouldn't. I better go and talk to her. She thinks we's going to the dance tomorrow night.
Tom? Heard you're heading north.
Got to, Timothy.
Well, sir, we'll be sorry to see you go.
I hope we don't get no more squatters camps. Last time we was in one of them camps, this deputy come in and picked up a friend just because he talked out a turn. I tell you, I was scared I'd hurt somebody. I was just stewing all the time.
Ever been in a strike?
No.
Well, I've been thinking a lot. Don't them deputies get in here and just raise hell like every place else, hmm? Think that little guy in the office is a stopping out?
Well, what is?
It's 'cause we're all a working together. Deputy can't pick on one fella in this camp. He's picking on the whole darn camp. Huh. And he don't dare. Fell organizing for the union was a-talking out in the road. He says we could do that any place. Just stick together.
Huh? You got to have leaders. They'll just pick up your leaders, and where's your union?
You know what he told me? He told me in some places the farmers are saying they ain't getting enough of the crops to make it worthwhile to harvest. Says they're carloads of oranges dumped in the ground, and they spray them with kerosene so folks won't come and take them. Dump potatoes in the rivers and guard them so folks won't fish them out. Slaughter pigs and bury them. I don't understand it. Gets me nuts just thinking about it.
Well, I better turn in. I'm sure gonna miss them dances.
Good luck.
Same to you. So long.
have croquet where we're going?
I don't know, Ruthie.
Well, I wish we could have stayed at the government camp, where we'd be sure we got croquet.
Winter's on the way. I just hope we can get some money before it comes. Tent ain't gonna be nice in the winter.
We got to have a house when the rains come. I heard it just rains cats around here.
We'll get a house, Ma. You rest easy.
Oh! What's that?
Sounds like a flat tire.
There she is, all right. Great big nail in her.
Just one nail in the county. We run over it.
Morning. Are you people looking for work?
We sure are, mister.
Yeah.
Can you pick peaches?
We can pick anything there is.
Well, there's plenty of work for you about 40 miles from here. Go north to Pixley, and you turn east, go about 6 miles. Ask anybody there where the Hooper Ranch is.
Well, we sure thank you, mister. We'll get along as soon as we fix this tire.
Thank you.
Now, take her easy. Don't burn her up, Al.
We got to get there. Might even get in some work today.
With 3 men a-working, maybe I can get some credit right off. First thing I'll get is coffee, because y'all been wanting there. And then some flour and baking powder and some meat and milk. I'll get some milk, because Rosa Shaw, she ought to have milk.
I'm going to save up, and then I'm going to go into town and get me a job in the garage. Go to the moving pictures every damn night.
Must be a Pixley up the road. Seen a sign a little back.
Must be. Look at all them orchards.
I hope we can find her easy.
Now what's this?
Well, looks like the road's blocked ahead.
Must be a wreck.
Well, there's a deputy coming. Guess he's gonna tell us.
Where are you going?
A fella said there was work picking peaches up this way.
On the work, do you?
Damn right.
Okay. He's gonna have to look at your license plate, check you against a list.
What's he need a list for?
Bob! That 6 cars ready. We better take this batch through.
Hey, what's the matter?
Got a little trouble up ahead. You'll get through. Just follow the motorcycles.
Maybe the road's out.
Don't take 4 cops to lead us. I don't like it.
What the hell's that?
Come on! What are you waiting for? Get through that gate!
Did you see that? Guys at the gates got shotguns.
Okay, you can stop right there. Name?
Jode.
How many men?
3.
Women?
2.
Kids?
1.
And all of your work?
Why, I guess so. Say, what is this here?
Just do your work and mind your own business. Find house 63. Wages 5 cents a box. No bruised fruit. Now move along.
Well, they sure do want to make us feel at home.
This ain't a house. It's a shack. And she stinks.
It ain't so bad. Once we wash it out, get them mopped.
I like the tent better. Well,
this got a floor. This here wouldn't leak when it rains.
I'm too big now for one of them beds.
No, you ain't. As soon as we get some money, we'll get a nicer place.
You the Jones?
That's right.
How many of you gonna work?
There's 3 men, 2 women and the little one.
Listen, mister. We got nothing to eat. Do we get paid right off?
No, but you can get dollars credit at the store for what you got coming. All right, I'll get you some buckets. You can get going. Come with me.
God almighty, this is hard work. I'd rather work in a garage.
Now you just quit it, Al. You've been complaining and a boo-booing. You get to work.
Come on, Al. Bread and meat. We gotta get them.
All right. That's three buckets, and I just filled a box. Here's a nickel's worth, mister.
No, it ain't. Put it over there. That's out.
Why, damn it?
Dumped them out of the bucket, didn't you? Well, every damn peach is bruised.
It took me an hour to fill that box.
Then you've been working for nothing.
God damn it!
We're sure sorry, mister. We didn't mean to bruise no fruit.
Just put them in easy.
You better watch that temper of yours, Tom Joe. Now, you promised me. You want to get the whole family kicked out of here? Take the food right out of our mouths? We might as well dump what we got. Foreman won't take them.
Huh? Now, what the hell?
We got to pick easier. Can't drop them in the bucket. We got to lay them in
God
the bucket.
God almighty.
If Ruthie and Rosa Sham just put them in the boxes, we could work out a system.
Oh, I'm tired. I got to rest.
You got to stay right where you're at.
It ain't hard work. It'll be good for you. If we all work, pretty soon we'll live in a nice house.
Oh, but I'm so tired.
I know. I'm tired, too. Got to think about other stuff. Think about when you'll go to school.
I don't want to go to school. Damn kids that goes to school calls us okies.
Think about what we're going to eat tonight. We're going to get a dollar's credit. What are we going to have for supper?
Meat. Meat and bread and a big pot of coffee with sugar in. Hey, you going to pay me a nickel for this here?
That's better. Just take it easy.
I got to get a nickel. Only got to do that there 20 times for a dollar.
You wouldn't think just reaching up and picking it gets you in the back.
You're all right for a couple of days.
Get you, don't it, the first time?
Sure. We'll all get used to it.
Right on. In the same boat.
You roll on into that store, Ma, and get some food.
Make it all sure. Right. You man, you get washed up, and I'll get supper ready as soon as I can.
It ain't gonna come to nothing.
Never does. All talk is what it is. Hey, mister, got a place where a fella can get a bath?
See that water tank? There's a hose over there.
Any warm water?
Say, who in the hell you think you are, John D. Rockefeller?
No, sir, I sure don't.
Come on, Tom.
Is they warm water? Goddamn Okies.
How is it out the main gate? You hear anything?
They was out there yelling all day. State police got it in hand. I heard there's a long, lean son of a bitch spark plugging the whole thing.
Red agitators.
Tom, coming?
Always stirring things up.
Yep. Yeah, I'm coming.
Howdy.
Evening. I got a slip here for a dollar. Thought I'd get me a piece of meat.
Like to have some hamburg? 20 cents a pound hamburg.
Ain't that awful high? Seems to me hamburg was 15 cents last time I got it.
Yeah, but you gotta go to town for that. By the time you go into town for a couple pounds of hamburg, it'll cost you about a gallon of gas.
Well, it didn't cost you no gallon of gas to get it out here.
We ain't a-buying it. We're a-selling it. I got soup bones, 10 cents a pound.
But them's just bones. All right. Give me 2 pounds hamburg.
Yes, ma'am. And what else?
Well, some bread.
Fine big loaf, 15 cents.
That there's a 12-cent loaf.
What else can I sell you? Potatoes? 5 pounds for a quarter.
Oh, look, I've heard enough from you. I know what they cost in town. Who owns this here store?
Hooper Ranch is incorporated, ma'am.
And they set the prices?
Yes, ma'am.
Doing a dirty thing like this.
shames your donor.
Fella got to eat.
All right. 40 cents for meat, 15 for bread, quarter for potatoes, that's 80 cents. Coffee?
20 cents, the cheapest, ma'am.
And that's the dollar. Six of us to feed, and that's supper. And I still need sugar. Give me 10 cents of sugar, and I'll bring a slip in later.
I can't do it. No slip, no groceries, that's the rule.
But they're working out in the field today. They got more than a dime coming.
I'd get canned.
For a dime?
For anything, ma'am. There. I put in the dime and now it's all right. I'll give you the sugar. Then you bring in your slip and I'll get my dime back. Is that all right?
Well, thanks to you. You know, I'm learning it all the time, every day. If you're in trouble or hurt or need, you go to poor people. They're the only ones that'll help.
Good to taste meat again.
There ain't nothing like sopping up all the grease with a hunk of bread. Yes, sir.
You got any more, Ma?
Nope. That's all. We got a dollar credit, and that's a dollar's worth.
That? I ain't full.
Well, tomorrow you'll get in a full day. Tomorrow night, you'll have plenty. Gonna buy milk for Rosa Sharn and soap and stuff.
I'll get these dishes, Ma.
Yeah. I'll get some water so as we can wash them.
Well, guess I'll go and have a look around the place.
Yeah, I'll go with you. I want to walk out and see what all the fuss is outside the gate.
I'm all curious. You want to come? I'll just look around this here camp.
Looking for girls, huh?
Minding my own business.
All right. Guess I'll go alone.
Where do you think you're going?
Well, I thought I'd take a walk. Any law against it?
You better walk some other way.
Can't I even get out of here?
Not tonight, you can't.
Mighty high fence for a ranch.
That fence is there for your own good. Else them goddamn Reds might get you.
Reds?
You seen them when you come, didn't you?
Yeah, I seen a bunch of guys, but they were so many cops I didn't know. Thought it was an accident or something.
Well, they ain't getting in here. No one's getting over that fence. You better get along back.
Yeah, that's okay with me, mister.
Hey, Billy! Can you get over here?
No one's getting over that fence, huh? Getting under it, though.
Who are you?
Well, I guess I'm just going past.
That right? Know anybody here?
No. I tell you, I was just going past.
What's the matter? Caught this guy sneaking around.
Casey? Preacher? For Christ's sake, what are you doing here?
Why, it's Tom Jones.
You know him, Casey?
Knowed him for years. Come west with it. Come in, Tommy.
Come into the tent.
Well, where's your folks? What you doing here?
Yeah, we heard there was work this way, and we come and a bunch of state cops run us into this here ranch. Uh-huh. I seen a bunch of fellas yelling outside. They wouldn't tell me nothing, so I come out here to see what's going on. How in hell'd you get here, preacher?
Well, guess I just found what I was looking for. There was me, going into the wilderness like Jesus to try and find out something. Almost got her sometimes, too. But it was in the jailhouse I really got her. Great big old cell, and she's full all the time. New guys come in and guys go out. And, of course, I talked to all of them.
If you was on the gallows, you'd be passing the time of day with the hangman.
Some of them fellas was drunks. But mostly they was there because they stole stuff. And mostly it was stuff they needed and couldn't get no other way. You see?
No.
While they was nice fellas, what made them bad was that they needed stuff. And I began to see then, it's need that makes all the trouble. Well, one day they give us some beans that were sour. One fella started yelling, and nothing happened. He yelled his head off. Trustee come along and looked in and went on. Then another fella yelled. Well, sir, then we all got yelling. And I tell you, it just seemed like that cell bulged and swelled up. And then something happened. They come a-running and they give us some other stuff to eat. You see?
Preacher, you ain't told me what's going on.
We struck. This here's a strike.
Well, 5 cents a box ain't much, but a fella can eat.
5 cents? They're paying you 5 cents?
Sure. We made a buck and a half today.
Looky, Tom. We come to work here a couple weeks ago. They say it's gonna be 5 cents. We got there, and they says they're paying 2.5 cents.
A fella can't eat on that.
We says we won't take it. So they drove us off, and all the cops in the world come down on us. Now they're paying you 5. When they bust this here strike, you think they'll pay 5? You going back tonight?
I ain't to.
Well, tell the folks in there how it is, Tom. Tell them they're starving us and stabbing themselves in the back. Cause sure as cow flops, you'll drop to 2.5 just as soon as they clear us out.
I'll tell them. I don't know how. I never seen so many guys with guns. Don't know if they'll even let a fella talk.
Look, Tom, try and get the folks in there to come out. They can do it in a couple of days. Them peaches is ripe. Tell them.
They won't. They're getting 5. And they don't give a damn about nothing else.
But just the minute they ain't strike breaking, they won't get no 5.
We was out of food. Tonight we had meat. Not much, but we had it. Think Pa's gonna give up his meat on account of all the fellas? Al's out looking for a girl. He don't care about nothing else. And Rosa Shawn ought to get milk. Think Ma's gonna starve the baby just because a bunch of fellas is yelling outside a gate?
I wish they could see it. We can't last much longer. Some people ain't ate for 2 days. Get tired sometimes. God awful tired. I know the fella. Bring him in while I was in the jailhouse. Been trying to start a union. Got one started. And then the vigilantes busted up. This fella, he says, you do what you can. And the only thing you gotta look at is that every time there's a little step forward, she may slip back a little, but she never slips clear back. And that makes the whole thing right. And that means there were no waste, even if it seemed like there was.
Damn it, I don't like it.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Seems like I hear something, and then I listen, and there ain't nothing to hear.
All of them's itchy. Them cops been saying how they're going to beat the hell out of us and run us out of the county. They figure I'm a leader because I talk so much.
Casey, turn out that lantern and come outside. There's something.
What is it?
I don't know. What? Listen.
Can't really tell if you're here. Fool's here. We're all nervous. You hear it, Tom?
Yeah, I hear it. I think there's guys coming from every which way. We better get out of here.
Here they are!
Oh, Christ, Christ, they all got big handles.
Get them!
There's a deputy with them.
You come here!
Under the bricks, man. Out that way.
That's him. That's Shiloh Batman.
Casey, run!
Listen, fellas.
Stand where you are!
Run, for God's sake.
You don't know what you're doing. You're helping to starve kids.
Preacher, for Christ's sake.
Shut up, you red son of a bitch!
You don't know what you're doing.
Preacher!
Come on.
Casey, let's go.
Jesus.
Let's go.
Christ, he broke his skull. He's dead. Casey's dead.
Get up.
You better run, mister.
Preacher.
I got this one.
Here they are.
You son of a bitch!
Okay. Now you put that down.
You killed him.
You put that pig handle right down. You hear me? There's not gonna be any trouble.
He's dead.
Nothing's gonna happen if you just put that down.
He's dead!
George!
That's right. That's right. You just give it here.
You killed him! You killed him! You killed him!
Get him! Get him! Get him! Over there. Get him!
You goddamn rat! I'll teach you!
Oh! Oh!
That's right!
Get him away!
Went out of the ditch!
Get him!
In The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, Tom was played by Robert Sheehan, Ma by Michelle Fairley, Preacher Casey, Zubin Vala, Timothy, Gavin Mitchell, Pa, Stephen McNichol, Al, Finden Hertog, Rosa Shan, Melody Grove, Ruthie, Nicola Joe Cully, Watchman and Mr. Thomas, Jimmy Chisholm, Jeff and Store Clerk, Laurie Brown, and Willie by Nick Underwood. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Grapes of Wrath was written by John Steinbeck and dramatised by Donna Francischild. It was directed in Glasgow by Kirsty Williams, and the drama concludes at the same time next week. We focus on the author Zadie Smith in Open Book after the news, but first, Melvyn Bragg is back.
Hello, the new series of In Our Time starts on Thursday. We'll be learning about the beliefs of the ancient Druids, trying to unpick the remarkable mathematical puzzle of Fermat's Last Theorem, talking about Hannibal and the Punic Wars, and the first historian of Ireland, Gerald of Wales. But we start with a programme about the cell, the fundamental building block of life. Cells have existed for 3.5 billion years, but where did they come from? How do they function? And how did the first single-celled organism evolve into the complexity of life today? The biologists Steve Jones, Nick Lane and Cathy Martin will be there, so join me for a new series of In Our Time on Thursday morning at 9.00.